Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, Klal Yudzayin, dealing with Halachos of Torchein, and we're discussing the issue of mashing. So we left off and we said that to rely on the heter of Risuk, of Psamach Lachila, one should not do so. That is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, Rimersha, you should know that Rimersha is Mekel. If a person wants to mash it, Psamach Lachila, a person could do so, and that would be Mutter. Even without doing a shinui. Now, we did mention that Torchein does have a way to do it while you're shinui. If a person would not use the tines of a fork, but rather would do it with the back of the fork, so that would be a way to create the heter as well. So we have an option. According to Moshe, a person is allowed to mash it. The Chazon Ish says a person only do that in a situation where a person does not have another option. And we have the option of doing it ayirei shinui. So a person wants to take an avocado and spread out the avocado onto his matzah, onto bread, onto a piece of challah. So a person would have it samach lachila. If the person does it samach lachila, not earlier on, you're going to have this heter according to Mersha of samach lachila. According to Chazon Ish, samach lachila alone will not permit it, and a person should not do so. You could put a piece of avocado on top and without spreading it down. Now, when it comes to bananas, bananas have an interesting question, because bananas, as opposed to, let's say, a potato or something of that sort, the example which the Sefta gives is taking figs and crushing them down. So it makes a paste. It remains pasty. So we see this idea, even after you mash it, it doesn't fall apart. It remains connected. It's still considered Torchein. It says that's because you can look at it and you see that there are like little pieces there, and there's moisture holding it together, similar to, let's say, the potatoes. We see there's like little pieces of potato there. The potato becomes somewhat mealy, and then there's liquid of the potato holding it together. The banana, which when you mush it down, it becomes like a gel-like substance a little bit. Maybe that's not considered Torchein at all. It never, the Torchein is breaking things into small pieces. This doesn't break into small pieces. It actually becomes a mass. It becomes like a different type of substance, which is sort of gluey type of a substance which goes together. So this is an argument between Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe held that bananas do not have this concern of Torchein because it never falls apart into small pieces. So according to Rav Moshe, a person could take a banana and mash it down without doing a shinui at the tines of the fork, without necessarily doing a samach lachila, and it's going to be mutter. According to the Chazon Ish, it applies to bananas, number one. Number two, the Chazon Ish does not want to be samach on the heter of samach lachila. So the only eitz a person would have would be to do it with a shinui, that the person does it with the back of the as opposed to using the tines of the fork, uses the handle to mush it down. Would that be considered a shinui? We said before that a person needs to do, preferably should do, two shinuyim. So the primary act of breaking it apart, we just said that a person would do that the second shinui is very difficult to come by. So the assumption of the person is in that situation, one can rely on this one primary significant shinui of doing it in a totally different way than usual would be enough to matter it. The tzarich oichel. Have a good day.